Take you live to Amherst with Sports Director Doug Duda. Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Amherst High School, the New Tech Seed pregame show. Doug Duda, along with our producer-engineer Grant Sparks, getting you ready for this Fort Kearney Conference Volleyball Triangular featuring the Axtell Wildcats and the Amherst Broncos. In our opening game, the Pleasanton Lady Bulldogs will be over to play in our second two matches. You look at Axtell and Amherst, it's kind of one of those stories where they're 10-6, 9-9. They've beaten everybody they're supposed to beat, but they really haven't had a whole lot of luck with the teams that have better records than they do. And so should be an interesting battle here tonight. Amherst and Axtell are playing each other for the first time this season. Amherst 9-9 had got a little something rolling here, beating North Central, Loomis, and Wilcox Hildreth, and then playing tight against Ansley Litchfield on Tuesday night, but falling in that duel. For Axtell, they beat Arapahoe in five sets on Tuesday night, and that was after back-to-back losses to Bertrand and Lawrence Nelson last weekend. We will be back on the New Tech Seed pregame show and take a look at tonight's starting lineups for our first of three matches between Axtell and Amherst right after this.
Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company of Axtell is a proud supporter of high school sports. See Scandinavian Mutual today to see how they can get you the best rates for property and personal liability insurance. They have been providing insurance solutions to their customers in South Central Nebraska since 1885. They're now also writing auto insurance policies through AAA. Contact the professionals at Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company in Axtell today. Toll free at 800-874-9443. That's 800-874-9443.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
Whether it's a stretch of pasture, a crop ready for harvest, or a garden patch behind someone's house in town, around here, our land is our life. Agriculture is more than a business. It's a way of life. We understand that. We're a community ag bank. We know agriculture. We're local, and we're here to help you grow. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, equal housing lender. When you grow, we grow.
Time now for the starting lineups brought to you by 5 Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to 5 Points Bank. They can take your banking and make it simple. 5 Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. For Axtell, their service rotation begins with number 10, a 5'5 senior, Carly Prasoski. Number 9, a 5'6 senior, Catherine Sorensen. Number 7, 5'4 senior, is Laura Lundeen. Number 2, 5'10 junior, is Hannah Kring. Number 6, 5'4 senior, Gabby Nickel. And number 1, Kit Wells, is a 5'4 junior, the libero. 5'4 senior, number 30, McKenna Erickson. Axtell's 10-6 and coached by Brad Nelson. And Amherst is 9-9 and coached by Carrie Radke. They'll start with number 10, 5'5", and the only senior on the team, Ashley Kreitz. Number 1, 5'7", sophomore Tristan Trampy. Number 4, 5'5", junior Sydney Tobenheim. Number 2, 5'10", sophomore Courtney Martinson. Number 8, 5'9", sophomore Casey Jurgens. And number 9, 5'6", sophomore Jessica Eckout, the libero. Number 6, 5'6", junior Clarissa Hunt. And that's your starting lineups brought to you by 5 Points Bank, a proud sponsor of all our area teams and coaches. 5 Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. Axtell has won the toss, and they'll get to serve it away first, and here we go as Amherst will take it to the middle, and their first return comes from Tristan Trampy. Axtell has it in the middle. They'll fire one across by Hannah Kring. Amherst on the up, rolls it across that time by Tobenheim, stays in front of the 10-foot line. Another big swing down and good by Hannah Kring. So Kring gets the first kill of the match, and Axtell is up 1-0. Our pregame show brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seeds. New Tech, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. Serving it away here for Axtell is Carly Prasoski, trying to get them off to a good start, and does some miscommunication in the back row, and a lift will be called. A serve is how it'll go down, but the two Amherst back row defenders ran into each other, and that caused the ball to fall to the floor. Again, we're playing the best 2 out of 3, 225. And the mini jump served by Prasoski is picked up there by Martinson in the middle, set to the middle, and the left-handed attack is going to be just deep from Tristan Tramping. Center is Kreitz, the senior, and it's 3-0 Axtell with the early lead. And here comes the serve again. Nice, strong serve right down the middle. Picked up there by Jessica Eckhout. Overpassed. Here is the set by Axtell and Gabby Nickel. Middle attack again by Hannah Kring. Overpassed into the hands of Kit Wells. Axtell has it again. Goes to the left wing. Lundeen puts a soft one across. It'll be set to Amherst, and they'll send it deep and out of bounds. 4-0 Axtell here on the opening serve of the match for Carly Prasoski. So Amherst has a little height in the middle. Nothing too over the top here. A couple 5'10s on each team. Here's a serve that floats easily into the back row. Picked up by Eckhout. Set to the outside. Big swing down and good for Sydney Tobenheim. And Amherst is on the board. 4-1. Side out here to serve it away will be the setter in Ashley Kreitz. Kreitz, the only senior on this ball club. Four seniors in that starting lineup for Axtell. Very soft serve, having to really go after it. Get it to the outside, and in the net, going to be called on Axtell. It was set so close to the net, Hannah Kring. Momentum took her into the twine there, and it'll be a point for Amherst. 4-2 Axtell just underway, right on time here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Amherst, Axtell, and PlatteRiverPreps.com online. As Axtell is going to dump it across, and it's going to be wide there by the center, Gabby Nickel, and the point will belong to Amherst, so 4-3. Axtell gets the first four. Amherst rallies right back with the next three. Now trying to tie it up at 4-4. Goes far corner. Rolls up there on Carly Prasoski. Stays the back row, and Prasoski has to punch it across. Not handled very well, so Amherst quickly returns it. Middle attack this time by Hannah Kring. Off the block, down and good. Second kill for Hannah, and a side out here for Axtell. 5-3. Wildcats in the opening game. Serving it away will be Catherine Sorensen, another one of the seniors here for the Wildcats. Deep middle, no problem that time. Handled easily by Casey Jurgens and rolled across by Martinson. Axtell plays it to the outside. The attack is going to be deep that time from Lundeen, and Amherst will get the ball back. Rotating in now to serve it away will be the Amherst libero and Clarissa Hunt. And Hunt serve. Cuts into the far corner right at the server, Sorensen, and passed off the net. It floats across to one-arm save by the Broncos. They'll get a swing from the left side. Going near corner and getting the kill is Tobenheim. She's got both of the early kills here for Amherst, and we are tied at 5. So Axtell got off to that good 4-0 start, but Amherst didn't let it bother them, and they've quickly tied it up 5-5. Hunt to serve it. Goes to the near corner this time. Backpedaling to make the play as well. Set to the outside, and unloading is Hannah Kring. Hannah Kring has all three kills now for the Wildcats, and it's 6-5. And back to serve it away will be Laura Lundeen, another one of the seniors here for Coach Brad Nelson. And she's got a little bit of a jump serve under her. Fires that one down the left side, popped up there by Eckhout. Here's the set middle. Amherst gets a nice swing from Martinson, dug out back row. Axtell's going to go to the left wing. Firing it across is Kit Wells. The dig is made by Tobenheim, and then she gets it passed back to her, and Sydney will dump it down for her third kill. So Tobenheim of Amherst and Kring of Axtell, the only players with kills so far in the match. 3 apiece, and it's 6-6. Tobenheim barely waited for the whistle, and she got that serve across. Right side, Kring tips it over. One arm up that time, Tobenheim. It's passed across, free ball here, and Axtell overpassed it. Couple of one-timers back to the Wildcats. They've got a swing on the outside by Kit Wells. Dug out back row. Amherst with the dig. Tobenheim goes left wing, Eckhout, and in the net, going to be called on Axtell on the block attempt. It looked like that swing was going to be just deep, but the Lions gal did not have to make the call, and Amherst has taken their first lead here in the opening set by a score of 7-6. And Tobenheim getting ready to serve it away. Sydney floats it left side here, picked up by Lundeen, back set to Wells. Wells over the double block, dug out by Hunt in the back row, and Amherst flicks it across. They'll call a lift. Tried to dump it over there, and Jurgens got more of the ball than she intended to, so the lift calm. And Axtell will get the side out 7-7 as we're underway here in our Fort Kearney Conference Triangular. And Hannah Kring, 5'10 junior, will serve it across. Picked up there by Martinson. Set to the back row. Tobenheim on the swing. A good one dug out by Lundeen. set from the middle of the floor to the outside. It'll be driven across from the left wing by Wells. One arm up, Eck out, and then she couldn't get out of the way, or her teammates couldn't maneuver around her, and the ball falls to the floor. Plenty of time to get around Eck out. That just didn't happen. And the serve again by Hannah Kring. It's an ace. Second ace here for the Wildcats. They're now up 9-7 in game one. Hannah Kring continues to serve here. Neither team has had to burn a timeout early on. And this serve right down the left side here to Clarissa Hunt. Back set right side. The attack goes into that corner. Martinson, Kring with the dig. Set to the outside. Wells hits it off the tape. Heck out, a beautiful one-arm save. It goes back across. Free ball, Axtell. Slide right side, and it is deep, but I think it might have been tipped. They'll say no, it was not tipped on the swing by Prasoski, and the error will give Amherst the volleyball. Good job by Eckout a couple of times now to get a hand on it, get an arm on it, keep the ball in play. And to serve it away will be the tallest player for Amherst, Courtney Martinson, but it's deep. And that is our first service error of the match for either team, and we'll see the first Axtell substitution. Freshman Sophie Bellema will come in. She's also 5'10", and the serve by Gabby Nickel. Across to Amherst with the play, 10-8, Axtell. Middle attack deep again by Amherst, and it's 11-8. And Axtell, just like that, back up by three here. Haven't had a lot of long rallies, a couple, but a lot of quick points here. Hunt on the serve receive. There is the set by Kreitz. Left sided swing off the tip. It's down and good for Eckout. Jessica will be the first player other than Tobenheim to get a kill here for Amherst. And that'll make it 11-9 in favor of Axtell. The Broncos to serve it away. And to serve it up for Amherst will be Casey Juergens. Axtell, no problem with this one. Sets it to the right side. Wells blocked at the net. Give the ace block up there. Eckout and Trampy teamed up for it. And it'll go down to Eckout, make it 11-10. And the serve by Juergens, deep middle, picked up and set right back to the serve receiver of Prasoski, dug out by the Broncos. They'll have to roll it across. They do with the offhand there. Trampy set to the middle. Once again, Prasoski through the double block, and another lift called on Amherst trying to pick it up off the block. Prasoski will get credit with her first kill. Kit Wells now serves for Axtell. Amherst hasn't had much problem picking it up, but they hit it into the net here on the attack from the left side. Eckout couldn't get it over the tape. 13-10 Axtell just going about their business here. Wells, the last server in this rotation for the Wildcats. Serve across to Tobenheim, passed right side. The left-handed attack by Trampy, miss hit, and that will make it 14-10. Coach Carrie Radke comes up off the bench, does not use the timeout yet, hoping her team can get the ball back here. And they do on the service error by Axtell. But Kit Wells was able to run a couple there. And a side out here for Amherst. That's the first service error for Axtell. And Eckout to serve now for Amherst. Good serve. Deep corner, Prasoski. They do get it set to the outside. And the attack is going to be deep by the Wildcats. And it's 14-12 and into the ballgame for Axtell. Reagan Miller, one of four freshmen on the roster here for Coach Brad Nelson. No sophomores. Four freshmen, five seniors, three juniors. And Eckout's next serve is into the net. So can only manage one that time, and Axtell will have it up 15-12. Listening to high school volleyball on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Rolling along here in this opening game. And the serve by Carly Prasoski across. Had four the first time to start the match. Middle attack, one-on-one. Trampy blocked up front by Kring. Amherst able to pass it back across. Now Kring from the middle over the double block and in. Hannah Kring with her fourth kill, 16-12. Kring solid, leading this team in kills from the middle. And Prasoski, you can see why this is their number one rotation. They started well, and that was good offense on that point. Prasoski, though, sends that one deep. Might have been out. Amherst played it, and they'll have to just pass it across. Free chance here. Kring to Nickel, back to Kring, and it's overpassed out of bounds. A good one for Axtell. Anna Kring with her fifth kill, and we'll have our first timeout of the match. It is Axtell on top of Amherst, 17-12, the opening game of tonight's Triangular, and we'll be back after this on Classic Hits.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. Thanks to the farmers, Channel Seed is now the third largest seed corn brand and fourth largest soybean seed brand in the country. Best of luck to all the athletes today from Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
Zimatic center pivots provide farmers worldwide with the best quality, highest performance irrigation systems. Year after year, these systems have proven themselves in varying types of terrain, cropping situations, and irrigation requirements. This is because of dedication to service and unique design. Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big savings choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation, your Zimatic dealer.
And out of the timeout, we're going to see Amherst with an overpass free ball hammer down by Hannah Kring. That'll be her sixth kill, and Axtell is now up 18-12 with Prasoski at the service line. Amherst needing to get her off that service line, and they will with a deep serve. Side out here for the Broncos. 18-13, back to serve it away will be their setter, Ashley Kreitz. And the Broncos will fire that cut across right at Prasoski. Gets it up front, set to the outside for Kring, and through the double block for another kill. Hannah Kring, seven kills here in the opening game, and she has by far been the enforcer out there. And Axtell is going to sub Catherine Sorensen in to serve, and then back into the front row will be Laura Lundeen. 19-13 in favor of Axtell, coming in at 10-6 on the season. Those six losses, Lawrence, Nelson, Bertrand, Minden, Gothenburg, Twin Loop, and Overton, and five of those six have at least 15 wins. Serve is returned into the net, but a nice dig out of there. Kreitz got it, set to the outside for Axtell, and getting the kill, Laura Lundeen, that'll be her first, and they're starting to find a little bit more rhythm offensively here, and it's 20-13 in favor of the Cats. At the service line is Sorensen. Catherine going for another one here, looking for two in a row. And Sorensen serve. Floats that softly over the middle, picked up by Tobenheim. Good pass to the outside. It'll be rolled far, and Trampy is wide. 21-13. So we were at 14-12, and since then, a 7-1 run put on, and that only Amherst point was on a service error. And so Coach Radke going to go to the bench. She'll bring in Madison Murphy, the only freshman on the team. 21-13, Axtell now in control here in game number one. Sorensen serve over to Eckhout. Kreitz sets to the outside. Martinson blocked up front, ace block. It's Hannah Kring again. 22-13. Took Axtell a little while to get going, even though they started 4-0, but to show some life in those legs and to show some aggressiveness, and now they're really on a roll. Serve fired across. Can Amherst get something going here? Nice attack. Left side, right down the line. Martinson, great dig by Prasoski. Kring will flick it across, and there's nobody home. Hannah Kring with her eighth kill, and a great dig back there by Prasoski to keep that ball alive because Martinson found a great spot for it. But nonetheless, Sorensen now with four in a row, and it's 23-13, a 9-1 run by Axtell. Sorensen now trying to serve this one out 2 points away from the opening set. Picked up in the back middle that time by Juergens to the right side. Punched across by Murphy. Set cross, dumped over there by Nickel. Amherst is ready. Get it to the left wing. Cutting it across is Tobenheim, and Sydney will get the kill. 5'5 junior Sydney Tobenheim picks up her fourth kill, and that's the first kill since way back there at the 12th point, some 11 points ago in this match. And now Murphy stays in to serve. Overpass, free ball, tipped down by Amherst, and Casey Juergens will get the kill. Good strong serve, set that one up by the freshman in Murphy. Murphy again, good toss spin on that. Prasoski, good pass this time. Nickel sets outside. Kring off the double block, down and good. Number 9 in the opening set, and it is game point for Axtell. Kring has 9 kills, an ace block, and an ace serve all here in this first set. And it is Laura Lundeen to try and finish it off here for the Lady Cats. Lundeen's jump servo, she threw it a little bit behind her, so it didn't have a lot on it. Picked up that time by Eckhout. Kreitz sits to the outside. Amherst will roll it just off the back line and out of bounds, and that will be the end of game one. And Axtell, after playing a tight first half of the game, ends this set on an 11-3 run and takes the opener 25-15. We'll come back and take a look at the first set numbers right after this on Classic Hits.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a proud sponsor of all the area athletes in and out of the game. Teamwork is like a good running machine. It takes a lot to work as a team and a lot of parts to run the machines. Hand Machining knows about teamwork and hard work, so trust your machines to the professionals at Hand Machining in Pleasanton.
Welcome back to High School Volleyball. I want to thank Athletic Director Ron Evans and Tom Moore and all the folks here, as always, for their hospitality at Amherst. The numbers in the opening game for Amherst: Sydney Tobenheim, a service point, 4 kills. Clarissa Hunt had a service point. Casey Jurgens, a service point and a kill. Jessica Eckhout had a service point, an ace block, and a kill. Ashley Kreitz, 2 service points. Madison Murphy had a service point. 6 kills, 1 ace block, 1 ace serve for the Broncos. For Axtell, Kit Wells, 2 service points and a kill. Hannah Kring, 2 service points. One was an ace block, and 9 kills in the opening set. Gabby Nichol, a service point. Laura Lundeen, a service point and a kill. Catherine Sorensen, 4 service points. And Carly Prasoski, 7 service points. One was an ace and 1 kill. 12 kills, 1 ace block, and 2 ace serves for Axtell as they take the opening game 25-15 here at Amherst. And we'll be back with second set action right after this on Classic Hits.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck in the games they play. Call Bailey Drywall of Pleasanton for residential or commercial drywall jobs. From the smallest patch to the largest walls, the professionals at Bailey Drywall can fix it right in a timely manner. New construction or just a remodel, for all your drywall projects, big or small, they take care of all your walls. Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton.
As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors as we get ready for game number 2. And Amherst will get to serve it away first. Jessica Eckhout to do so, and they'll quickly get it to the right side. The attack by Prasoski, across by Axtell. Amherst picks up, big swing, off the tape, pops it up, going to the floor to dig it up is going to be Lundeen. Then they set it to her. She gets it up and slaps it across just as quick. Amherst returns it. Sydney Tobenheim puts a good swing on it. Nice rally to start game 2, and the attack is going to be dug all the way to the rafters, and no one can get it as it hits to the back wall. Axtell kill for Laura Lundeen. That will be her second. So Axtell picks up the opening point, and Carly Prasoski will go back and serve it away. Prasoski serving, Kring attacking. That's been the 1-2 punch from the opening set. Serve across, passes off the mark. Kreitz had to run it down. It's set across by Trampy. Here goes quick to the middle, Kring. Kring blocked that time up front by Trampy. They'll dig it back up, and the pass is a little off the mark, so it's bumped across by Lundeen. Amherst sets to the middle. Here's the swing again. Block Kring. No, they're going to say it was into the net, I guess. Amherst with that bewildered look, as you so many times you don't know if it was touched or if it was strictly off the tape. But they say 4 hits. And the serve now by Prasoski for Axtell. How about her second ace? There's one that just clipped that net. And so the front row thought they had to play it, and it was too late. Reaction time slid right off their fingers and out of bounds. 3-0 Axtell off to a quick start here in game number 2. Prasoski fires it away. Picked up there in the middle by Courtney Martinson. Set to the outside. Tobenheim just ends up setting it across. Axtell has to set it with Sorensen and an attack error. Point Amherst, they're on the board here in game number 2, 3-1. First set went to Axtell, 25-15. Pleasanton, the third team in our triangular night here in the FKC. They'll have our next 2 matches at approximately 6-7. Serve across and Kring, another swing. That time blocked. What a one-arm save by Kring. She flicked it across. Amherst tries to get it back, and Kring blocked it. Oh, my, what a match Hannah Kring is having. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what to tell you about that one-arm save. That was the best block of the night that Amherst had. That was the best block of the night they had, and Kring basically, behind her back, made her arm do stuff that they probably shouldn't be able to do physically and got the ball over, and they won the point. Next serve is across here by Sorensen, and the attack by Amherst is down and good from the right wing. Give credit to Courtney Martinson, it looks like, for the kill. And in is Clarissa Hunt to serve it away. 4-2, Axtell. Game two, they won the opener. Hunt, good strong serve, and there's an ace as it was mishandled in the back row. Lift called, and that will be the first ace serve of the match here for Amherst, and it belongs to the junior Hunt. Clarissa fires away again. This time Prasoski picks it up. Bump set, and it'll just be taken across. Lundeen on the set. Here's Kreitz, sets outside. Tobenheim, good look, but she missed it. Come to the near side and was wide and out of bounds. She got it by that block, but didn't keep it on the floor. Amherst, though, looking more aggressive just here in the first few points of game two. Laura Lundeen now to serve it away. Jump serve. Toss still a little bit behind her head there, and that doesn't allow you to get a whole lot of power on it. And Amherst didn't do anything with it anyway. They roll it across. Here's the set to the outside. Kit Wells, she'll go on the angle. Eck out with the dig. Set to the middle and tapped across down and good by Casey Juergens. Her second kill, side out Amherst. Next week, the Fort Kearney and Lou Platte Conference volleyball tournaments get underway. We'll take a look at those brackets here in our next break as Kanna Kring gets her 10th kill of the match to go along with a couple of blocks and an ace serve. 6-4, and now Kring will go to the back row. To serve it away, Kring serve. Oh, miss hit it, and into the net it goes. She's going to check out now, and the libero McKenna Erickson will come in. And back to serve it away for Amherst will be Courtney Martinson. Again, Overton and Elm Creek are the top two seeds in the FKC tournament. Action begins on Monday night at those two schools. Serves across, slide Wells, right side over the block of Eckout. Good dig out of the back row by Martinson to keep it alive. And it'll be punched across. Nice one there by Tobenheim. Dug out Lundeen from the 10-foot line. Wells takes a swing and got the kill. Kit Wells with her second kill. And it's 7-5 in favor of Axtell. Looking at those brackets on Monday night, Elwood and Loomis play at 5:15, Amherst and SEM at 6:15, and the winner of Game 1 plays Overton at 7:15. Those games are at Overton as Eckout drives it across. Dug out, and Wells will return. Down and good for another Axtell kill. Make it 8-5, and on the serve is Gabby Nickel. On the other side of the bracket, it'll be Eustace Farnham Pleasanton at 5:15. Axtell Wilcox Hildreth at 6:15, and Elm Creek will play the Eustace Farnham and Pleasanton winner at 7:15 in Elm Creek. Blocked up front here by Prasoski. Amherst trying to run it down off court. They do roll it across softly with Eckout. Set to the outside, Wells. She drove that into the net. And the attack error will bring the ball back over to Amherst. So just like we had in game one, close early on, Axtell 8-6, but Axtell ran away and won the first game 25-15. Serve here for Casey Juergens. Set middle, good swing that time wide by Prasoski. She got a good run at it and then just put a little too much cut on it. Point Amherst. Amherst just one kill and an ace serve here, so there have been a few errors in this second set on Axtell to keep Amherst in it. Right side Wells punches it down and good. Three kills already in the game for Kit. 9-7 Axtell, and it's her turn to rotate to the back row. And Kit will slap that one into the deep corner. Popped up there by Tobenheim. Tobenheim set to her from way off the floor. She's 15 feet back there, and her attack goes into the net. And a point for Axtell. Wells wastes no time from the service line. Fires it across to Amherst. Tips it back over. Here is the set by Sophie Melma, who is in. Gets it to the outside to Laura Lundeen. Lundeen will get the kill, and that will force an Amherst timeout. Axtell won the opening game 25-15, and they're up 11-7 in Game 2 here on Classic Hits.
Lammer's Truck Line, the River Stop, and Nichols Repair in Pleasanton are proud to support this high school sports broadcast. Nichols Repair is a championship-quality auto service center. Lammer's Truck Line is your number one defense against slow, expensive grain and livestock hauling. And the River Stop is the one stop you need to make before and after the game for pizzas and refreshments and a gas fill-up. Best of luck from the River Stop, Lammer's Truck Line, and Nichols Repair, all of Pleasanton.
With our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Amherst. Don't forget, there's plenty of other sports action going on tonight in the NFL. Thursday night action, the Chicago Bears hosting the New York Giants. Kickoff at 7:25. You can hear that on ESPN 1460 or 1550 AM. Also, the Oakland A's hosting the Detroit Tigers tonight. Game 5, winner take all, moves on to play the Red Sox. And the WNBA could wrap up tonight. Former Husker Lindsey Moore trying to get the win tonight for Minnesota. That's just some of the sports that's going on. Out of the timeout, the serve to Amherst. Eck out with a nice swing. Dug out high in a back row. Kit Wells run down there by Nickel. Slapped over by Lundeen, and she'll get the kill. Fourth kill for Lundeen. So it was all Hannah Kring in the first set. Then she rotated out of the back, and Wells and Lundeen have picked up six total kills between them here in game number two. Kit Wells going for four in a row. Left side, Tobenheim. Kreitz sets middle, rolled into the block of Prasoski, popped right back over, and Amherst has it in the back row. Here's Kreitz, set to Eckhout. Good look, blocked, and it falls in. That one popped high in the air and floated all the way across the court. Carly Prasoski had some help there from Sophie Melema, and it's 13-7. Axtell, strong serve by Wells, but it is picked up. Back row attack by Tobenheim, dug out by Wells. Axtell goes to the middle. Prasoski tips it across. Kreitz with the dig. It'll be set to the middle. Well, they just slap it across. Once the setter picks it up, then there's problems when she doesn't get the set. And Axtell catches him out of system. Gabby Nickel will dump it across. Her first kill. And that is six in a row now by Axtell. Once again, was close. 8-7. Now it's 14-7. Wells trying to keep it rolling here. Middle attack. There's a good left one, but it's just deep. Trampy finally got a look at one and missed by just a couple of inches off that back line. And Amherst just got to find a way to get that volleyball back. Pleasanton and Axtell will be our next match. And then the old rivalry between Amherst and Pleasanton will wrap it up at 7. And Wells with an ace. Unstoppable right now from that service line. Kit Wells has been setting up many of these points with her strong serving. That time, nobody had a chance to pick it up. It was the ace. And that makes 7 in a row. Another strong serve, getting more aggressive as the lead gets bigger. Kreitz punches it back out of the back row. It's out of bounds. And this is not the Amherst team that had picked up 9 wins already this season. And we've got multiple subs coming now in for Amherst. They're going to bring Martinson into the back row. They're going to bring Madison Murphy into the front row. See if they can change things up here a little bit. And Wells hit the net, popped across. Here's the outside attack. Eck out into the net, and Amherst has just kind of lost their confidence right now. Nothing's going their way. They know it. And it's 18-7, Axtell. And finally, Wells unloads on one that's too strong. But what a run by Kit Wells back there at the service line. 9 in a row, including an ace, and it's now 18-8, Axtell. Eck out, wastes no time, serves it, and gives it right back with a service error of her own. And now Hannah Kring re-enters the front row here for Axtell. And Erickson, the libero, will check out. In for Amherst, Johanna Gilbertson is going to play back row. And serving it away for the Wildcats will be their top server tonight, Carly Prasoski. Set outside, good swing that time by Tobenheim. Dug out back row, they get it to Lundeen. Near side kill down and good. Laura Lundeen, 4 in the set, 5 in a match. 20-8, Axtell. Whenever we're done, the Misco Sports postgame show with final stats. Stay with us as that serve is an ace. Amherst let it go. It looked like it was going to be just deep, and it hit right on the line. And Prasoski with her third service ace, and it's 21-8, Axtell. It was tight in both sets early on, and now all of a sudden just blasting away. Axtell and Amherst is going to bring Madison Miller and Sierra Rubicek in for the final few points, it would assume or appear. And now a high floaty ace. Prasoski just throws that rain cloud over, and then it goes poof and down to the floor, back-to-back aces. Prasoski moving around, feeling it right now, puts a little jump serve on it. That's picked up in the back row by the sophomore Miller, passed across by the freshman Murphy. Axtell sets middle, Hannah Kring off the tip, down and good. Number 11 for Hannah Kring. 2 points away from their 11th win of the season. And unofficially, I've got Prasoski with 13 service points, four of them being aces here in this match. And Prasoski this time tries that short serve again and drops it in there. She's got the strong one. She's got the little lollipop cotton candy serve floating in there. And it is match point now for Axtell. It was 9-7. They're on a 15-1 run. Serve across. It's dug out there by Tavenheim. Dumped across that time by Kreitz. Here's the set. Slide Kring. Right side. Blocked up front, though, by Tavenheim. Axtell does dig it out and pass it over. Set to Sydney on the outside. Her attack is into the net. And that is the end of the match. And what a run by Axtell. They come out and smoke Amherst by a score of 25-8 and 25-15. No partiality here, sir. As we're talking with some of the fans here, we'll take a break and be back with more high school volleyball and the Misco Sports postgame show right after this.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Scott Phillips, licensed agent for over 30 years, handling multi-peril crop insurance since its expansion to the private market in 1980. Find out about coverages available for hail, wind, fire, and transportation of grain after harvest. Crop insurance specialist with a farming background. We specialize in the crop insurance business. Crop insurance business that changes and evolves with new rules, rates, and regulations on a continuous basis. Insuring over 60,000 acres in the central Nebraska area.
And welcome back to Amherst High School, where it's time now for the Misco Sports postgame show, keeping you geared up for the games for years, and they will continue to do so from their storefront location in Ord, traveling the entire state of Nebraska, making sure that all of our athletes and schools have the very best equipment. Misco's, stop by, and you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Well, surprising how Axtell was able to get things done so quickly here, because Amherst 9-9, again, their losses to outstanding volleyball teams. They only have one loss to a team whose record is worse than 12-6. And they've beaten some teams with winning records, and it just didn't happen here. They had some trouble picking up the serve in the second game. In the first game, just a few too many errors. Like we said, it was close till we got to 10 points. And then that's when Axtell kind of pulled away in both games. So we'll see what happens in Pleasanton, who has struggled a little bit. We'll come in here and let's see how Axtell takes them. But let's take a look at the numbers. First of all, not much there in the second set for Amherst. Courtney Martinson had a kill. Clarissa Hunt had an ace serve. Casey Juergens had a service point and a kill. That was it. Two kills, no ace blocks, one ace serve. For Axtell, Kit Wells had 9 service points. One was an ace, 3 kills. Hannah Kring had an ace block and 2 kills. Gabby Nickel, 1 service point, 1 kill. Laura Lundeen, 4 kills. Carly Prasoski had 8 service points. 4 of those were aces and an ace block. Axtell had 10 kills, 2 ace blocks, 5 ace serves as they cruise to a 25-8 second set victory over Amherst. We'll be back with more on the Misco Sports postgame show right after this.
See Pleasanton Livestock Service to maintain the health of your animals. Pleasanton Livestock can make certain they get all the vaccinations they need to stay healthy. Pleasanton Livestock also carries Golden Harvest Hybrid and Purina feeds. Only the feeds with the best vitamins and nutrients that all your animals need and want. Stop in today and ask the experts what vaccinations and feed is right for your farm. Best of luck, Bulldogs, from Pleasanton Livestock Service.
Students are heading back to school and the local teams are ready to head back onto the field. Nebraska Land National Bank would like to show our support for the area students as they begin a new year. Stop by today and ask about our student accounts. From savings accounts to absolutely free checking accounts, we have the right fit for you. Visit us online at NebraskaLandBank.com or stop by 46th Street and 2nd Avenue. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Back on a Misco Sports postgame show, you can see the officials below us are talking to the coaches, Kaylee Randall of Pleasanton and Brad Nelson of Axtell, I don't think they're going to wait till 6 o'clock to get this match started. So if you're headed over, especially from Pleasanton, don't have to extra speed, but it'll probably start a few minutes before 6 o'clock as the captains are already coming up to talk. Here's the overall final stats of our first match. For Amherst, Courtney Martinson, 1 kill. Sydney Tobenheim had 1 service point, 4 kills. Clarissa Hunt, 2 service points, 1 was an ace. Casey Juergens, 2 service points, 2 kills. Jessica Eckout, a service point, an ace block, and a kill. Ashley Kreitz, 2 service points, and Madison Murphy, 1 service point, 8 kills, 1 ace block, 1 ace serve. Amherst will fall to 9-10 on the season. They'll play here at 7 o'clock or maybe even a little bit before against Pleasanton. And then after that, it's into the conference tournament. And as we told you just a little bit ago, Amherst's first game, they'll be the number 4 seed. They will play SEM at 6:15 in Overton. That is on Monday night. And Amherst beat SEM earlier this season in an SEM triangular back on the 17th, but SEM has been playing some good volleyball as of late. For Axtell, Kit Wells had 10 service points. 1 was an ace, 4 kills. Hannah Kring, 2 service points. 1 was an ace, 2 ace blocks, and a match-high 11 kills. Gabby Nickel, 2 service points, 1 kill. Laura Lundeen, 1 service point, 5 kills. Catherine Sorensen, 4 service points, and Carly Prasoski led the way in serving with 15 points. 5 of those were aces. She had an ace block and 1 kill. Axtell had 22 kills, 3 ace blocks, and 7 ace serves as they improved to 11-6, cruising by Amherst 25-15, 25-8. They'll play here in about 20 minutes against the Pleasanton Bulldogs. Then when they get into the conference tournament, Axtell will actually be the number 3 seed and play Wilcox-Hildreth Monday night, 6:15 at Elm Creek. And then Overton next Tuesday will host the semifinals. Wilcox will host the championships 1 week from tonight on Thursday. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports, they've been taking care of schools and athletes that you've been playing for and rooting for decades, and they continue to do so from their storefront location in Ord. See you before the games begin, and you'll be better equipped for the games you play at Misco Sports. 25-15, 25-8, a rather easy first match win for Axtell over Amherst, and now Axtell will play Pleasanton next. We want to remind you that we've got high school football for you tomorrow night here on Classic Hits. Sutton is at Donovan Trumbull. Cozad will be at Kearney Catholic on ESPN 1460. And oh, be sure to check in. Those are two top 10 battles. We'll take a break. Be back in about 15 minutes for Axtell Pleasanton volleyball. For our producer engineer Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda. Keep it here on Classic Hits.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your